On today's program, we'll take a look at how we can share in the work of the Lord. Stay tuned, because here we go. Welcome to the program. Come on in. Make yourself comfortable. You caught me by surprise. I'm just sitting here taking a sip of my Mystic Monk coffee. Today, the flavor is candy cane. I'm taking a sip of my Mystic Monk candy cane coffee. So I'm having a great time. So glad that you could stop by the program. Thank you for joining me tonight. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be hanging out here for the next 30 minutes. I hope you could stick around, because we got lots of good things to talk about. We'll pray our St. Andrew Novena as we continue our Advent retreat. We'll also take a look at the Mass readings for Wednesday of the third week of Advent. And you're going to love this gospel. There is a very challenging message from Jesus, or I should say a very confusing message from Jesus today in the gospel. And I'm going to try to explain a little bit about what's going on. I think you're going to really enjoy it, because it's very easy to misinterpret what was happening in the gospel today. And we'll also take a look in our reflection for the day about how we can share in the mission of Jesus. And this is one of the great things, one of the great privileges that we have as Catholics. We have this ability to share in the mission of Christ. Are you willing to do it? If not, you know, Advent's a great time to think about that. When I first started my desire, my quest to come closer to Christ, or really, I should say to, it's funny, I was doing an interview today. I was doing a radio interview, a pre-recorded radio interview with my good friend Bear Wozniak for his Deep Adventure radio show, which airs on EWTN Radio. And Bear asked me if it was a, one moment in time that I became friends with Christ, or was it a process? And I said, and this is really the truth, that for me, when I first decided to take my faith seriously, I never really sought friendship with Christ. I just sought a better understanding of the Catholic faith. And what happened is that I became friends with Christ. And that's what occurs when you study the teachings of the church founded by Christ. You become friends with him because Jesus is present, really present in his Catholic Church. So if you want to become friends with Christ, the best way to do it is by sticking with the Catholic Church, by getting to know the teachings of the church, because then you learn about Christ and you can really encounter him. I would strongly recommend it. Now, if you need some help becoming friends with Christ, you are in luck. Because I put this on my blog today. I just received some good news. I've got a new book coming out, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. I was told by my publisher, Servant Books, that the book will be coming out in February of 2016. It was supposed to be April, but it's been moved up 2 months because of the fact that there's a lot of demand for this book. So if you're interested, pardon me, I can't get rid of this frog in my throat. If you're interested in pre-ordering a copy of Find a Real Friend in Jesus, you can do that by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. If you pre-order from Amazon, you can lock in the price. And here's what happens. If the price goes down, and if you're someone who purchases from Amazon, you know that sometimes the prices go down, sometimes they go up. You will always get the lowest price. So if you pre-order now and the price goes down, you'll get the lower price when the book ships. If the price goes up, you're locked in to the price that you purchased at. So you really can't lose with this deal. And here we are, December 16th, and the book's going to be out in just about 2 months. And I have a feeling that it's going to be earlier than that. That's the word on the street that I get, that it's going to really be sometime early February when the book will become available. So please keep that in mind. If you want to have a closer relationship with Christ, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. I wrote the book because I struggled getting to know Christ. I didn't write the book as someone who always had a close friendship with Christ. I wrote the book because I struggled with it, and I found out there are steps that we can take to become friends with Christ. So I can't wait to share these secrets with you. You're going to be hearing more about the book as the weeks go forward. But you can pre-order it now, so please take advantage of that if you are interested. I had a fantastic time last night. I was speaking at the Catholic Center at Monmouth University In my home state of New Jersey. It was about an hour and a half ride for myself and my family. Eileen and the girls went with me as well. If you were there last night, I'm going to give you a shout out. I want to thank you for tuning into the podcast today. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. If you were in attendance at the talk last night, I am praying for you. It's a tough time. When we're in college, it can be a really tough time. I remember those days. It wasn't an easy time in my life, and it's certainly a time which can be a time of great anxiety. Finals, social events, whatever it may be, it can be difficult to be a college student, especially nowadays. I think it's tougher than it was when I went to school. But it could be a challenging time, and I was glad to be able to speak there. And listen, if you're affiliated with the college and you want me to come in to speak to your students, please let me know. If you want to bring me into your church, I would love to do it. I've got a good message. And you know what? It's not my message. That's why I can say that. The message is the good news of Jesus Christ. He wants to be your friend. He loves you. He doesn't want you to worry. And I'm the poster boy for worrying. I'm somebody who has struggled with worry for as long as you can imagine. I'm somebody who was, did I have issues? But I'll tell you what, I have found that Christ is the answer to all of our problems. He doesn't take them away necessarily, but he helps us to deal with them. And I want to share that message with the world. So if you'd like to bring me into your parish or maybe to speak to your college students or to a conference that you're running, here's what you need to do. Visit followingthetruth.com. You can take a look at my speaking topics. I'm best known for talks on overcoming anxiety, but I speak about a number of different topics, all related to Christ and his good news. But I'd love to come in to speak. So take a look at the topics. If you're interested, contact me through the website. There's a contact page there. Or you could just send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. We can work out the details. You could tell me the date you're interested in, and I can check my calendar. But let's get the talk started. I'm already booking for 2016. I have several engagements scheduled. I want to talk at your parish. And that means you, because I have a message that I want to share with you. Anyway, it was a really cool night last night. I was just thrilled to be able to do it. And now I'm back. Now I'm back with a frog in my throat. I hope I can get rid of this. I'm going to have another sip of my candy cane coffee. And I do want to remind you, first of all, I want to thank you for your response to my commercials for my Amazon store as well as for Mystic Monk Coffee. If you want to keep my full-time ministry operational and you want to maybe keep this show on the air, which I would like to do, but I can't do it without your help, there are some very simple things that you can do to help me out. It's not going to cost you anything. These first two ways especially aren't really going to cost you anything extra. If you shop at Amazon.com, if you would be kind enough to first visit followingthetruth.com, which is my website, and click on the Amazon link from my website. You're going to see the link on the sidebar of every page of the website. You can't miss it. You click on the Amazon link, and what that does is it takes you into regular old Amazon.com, just as like you're used to. But because you came from my website, it gets flagged, and Amazon gives me a small commission on anything that you purchase. Now, I don't get to see what you purchase, but I just get a total of how much was purchased. So if you would do that for me, it will not cost you anything extra, but it results in a commission for me. And that commission keeps this show on the air, and it keeps me afloat with my full-time ministry, which can be challenging. The other way you can help me is to visit the Mystic Monk Coffee website from my website, followingthetruth.com. Again, you just look for that Mystic Monk image, and especially if you're going to purchase from Mystic Monk anyway, or if you're looking for some fine coffee for the coffee lover in your life, just click on Mystic Monk Coffee. There's a big icon or big image on my website. That'll take you into their website, but again, it flags it as coming from Following the Truth, and that results in a commission for me as well. And of course, the third way is to make a donation. I know it's a tough time of year, but if you're able to help me out before the end of the year, I would really appreciate it. If you want to make a one-time donation or become a monthly subscriber, I need both of those things. I really do. It's challenging to run a full-time ministry. I don't like to talk about it, but I do like talking about Jesus, so I need to mention this. And you've always been so responsive when I talk about my needs. So you can make a donation to my work by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the donate tab. You go to donate, and right there you'll see two PayPal boxes. One is for a monthly subscription. One is for a one-time donation. You could donate securely directly from my website. Now, I do have to point out donations are not tax deductible. I am not a nonprofit organization, and I do that for a reason. Well, I do that for several reasons, but one thing is I want to make sure these donations are coming from your heart. I don't want to be a tax deduction for somebody. I really want you to donate because you care about my work. I assure you these donations are very much needed, but due to the complexities of setting up a nonprofit organization, I've never taken that initiative. And I really do want the donations to come from your heart. So if you really believe in my work and you want to keep it going, please consider becoming a donor, either a monthly donor or making a one-time donation. But at any rate, I always want this podcast to be free of charge. I don't want to charge for it. And by using my Amazon links, my Mystic Monk links, and my donate page, I'm able to keep this program free of charge. That's the way I want it. Okay, so I thank you for listening, and I really, really appreciate your support, your prayers, and know that you are in my prayers as well. Well, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get started. We're going to do a little prayer. We will do our St. Andrew Novena as we continue to go through the Advent season. We'll be praying this Novena throughout Advent. Remember, Advent comes to a close next week. So we will be on the air Monday through Thursday. Christmas Eve will be the last show before Christmas. We're going to take Christmas Day off, which is Friday. And then we'll be back the following week to keep the Christmas theme going. After that, after the octave of Christmas is finished, we'll launch into the regular daily themes. We're going to go back to the daily Mass readings. Don't worry about that. You will get your dose of Scripture on this show. Plus, you'll get a regular theme each day. Some of them will be the old themes. Maybe we'll switch up to some new themes. We'll have to see where the Holy Spirit leads me, right? As always, if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the email address for you to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think about the show. I'm getting good comments about this Advent retreat, and I'm excited about that because for you to take 30 minutes out of your schedule to sit here with me and talk about Jesus and try to get closer to him during Advent, which is exactly what we're supposed to be doing, I am impressed. I'm going to say to you, good work. Don't get a big head or anything, but good work. Most of the world doesn't get the need to do that. You do. And I'm so grateful that you're with me because together, because I'm trying to get closer to him too, together we are making an effort to make this our best Advent ever and to grow closer to our Lord Jesus Christ right now, at this present moment. We're not going to put it off into the future. We're going to do it right now. So without further ado, let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for giving us another day. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the many blessings that you pour forth on us every day. Father, we ask that as we continue our Advent journey, that we can grow closer to your Son, Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and as a result, to grow closer to you as well. Father, thank you for giving us Advent. We thank you for the grace that you give us every day to lead good and holy lives. Let me just ask you to bless us. I ask you to use me this day. Please speak through me. Please use my voice, my lips, and my words to share your message with all of us today. And please open our minds and hearts to be ready and willing to accept the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, as I always do, and we ask for her help as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now let's go to our St. Andrew, or our Christmas Novena. Remember the deal, we do this 15 times. Give the Lord your most difficult, impossible intention. Give him a chance to work miracles in your life. Here we go. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. And of course, we present to the Lord our intention, whatever it may be for this novena, and we trust that he will answer in the best way possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for praying with me. You're listening to the Gary Zimak Show. Guess who I am? That's right, I'm Gary Zimak. Pretty clever title for a show, don't you think? This comes up from time to time. People have asked me about the name of this program. It used to be called Following the Truth, as you may remember. The reason I changed the Blog Talk Radio podcast to the Gary Zimak Show is because I now do a program called Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. I do that once a month, and I wanted to have some sort of a way to differentiate between the two shows, so that's why I now call this the Gary Zimak Show. But we are now in our sixth year on Blog Talk Radio, praise the Lord, and you're the reason. If it wasn't for you, there would be no show. I thank you for your support through the years. And we do this program every Monday through Friday. The podcast goes up in the evening sometime. Never quite sure what time I load it up, but sometime in the evening. The show's also available by going to iTunes or directly from followingthetruth.com. From the radio page, you can listen to the show. All right, let's take a look at the readings. Wednesday of the third week of Advent. First reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, beginning in verse 6. I am the Lord, there is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make well-being and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from old? Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word. To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. There is one God. We know who he is. Unfortunately, throughout the course of our lives, if you're like me, there have been occasions when we have had false gods. We might not call them such, but we have many gods, many different gods with a small g in our life that take away from the one true God. The God of comfort, the God of money, the God of success, the God of recognition. I mean, so many different gods in our life. This Advent, we want to change that. We want to make sure that we are worshiping the one, the only God. And that's what we're trying to do during the Advent season. Psalm 85 is the responsorial psalm. Let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a Savior. I will hear what God proclaims. The Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land, kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Really, really good stuff. Really good stuff. The Lord is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon to reign more deeply and fully in your heart. That's what Advent is all about. We all know that Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, but he wants to come more deeply into your life this year. Don't worry about past Advents. Don't worry about future Advents. This is the only Advent. And let's be honest, we're not even sure if we'll make it through this Advent. We want to focus on today. We want to do what we can to welcome Jesus more deeply into our lives today. Let's take a look at the gospel. And I'll tell you what, this is a good gospel because it's a very easily confused message that you're going to hear today. Luke chapter 7, verses 8 through 23. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?' At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits, but he also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." Now, typically, the reaction to this, John the Baptist is in prison at the time. Typically, the reaction to this gospel is John is beginning to doubt. John has doubts that Jesus is the Messiah. He's not able to figure this out, so he sends his disciples to go to Jesus to set the record straight, to get the information and bring the information back to him. But here's what I got for you. Take a look at this. What did Jesus do? What did John do? John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask this question. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Now, what St. Thomas Aquinas said about this, and I really think this is fascinating, but I think this is what's really going on here, is that John wasn't so much asking for his own benefit, because John believed that Jesus was the Messiah. But John was about to die. And remember, John's entire mission was to announce the coming of the Savior. He was the precursor. He was the one who said, "Here he is, the Savior of the world, the Messiah." John sent his disciples to Jesus for their benefit. So what happened was they asked the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus basically said, "Hey, am I fulfilling all of the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah?" He gave that answer to them so that they knew this is the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And they recognized that he is doing what was stated in the scriptures about the coming of the Messiah. So really, and I believe this is the case, this episode is more for the benefit of John's disciples than it is for him. And when you look at it, it really does make sense. If he wanted them to really believe in the message of Christ, what better way to do it than to send them directly to Jesus and give them the question to ask? And when they asked the question, he was able to explain, Jesus was able to explain it to them. So that's a different way to look at that gospel. I think it's a good way. I think it's a realistic way to look at what was truly happening. Now, Gary's running out of time here because I blabbed a little bit too much today, but we want to do a quick meditation today about the coming of the Savior. Now, here's a reflection from the book that I've been using all throughout the Advent retreat, talking about how we can share in the work of the Lord. Remember, it's not just a me and Jesus thing. It's me and Jesus and then taking Christ to the world. We want to share him with everyone. How often during my retreats have I thought about that standard of the nations, that standard of our Lord, which I wish to be enrolled under, that standard which I wish to follow? Often, too, have I recalled how Satan attempts to draw men to his standard, to his way of disobedience, to his way of sin and destruction, while on the other hand, our Lord strives to win men to his way of love and happiness, to his service in which we shall find everlasting joy. Century after century, Satan has tempted men and women. Sad to say, he has often succeeded in getting them to fight against Christ and his church. Not seldom, Satan's most dangerous and effective recruits have come from the Lord's own chosen ones. The kingdom of God and the power of Satan for long centuries have been locked in struggle. And surely, as I see the power of atheism in the world about me, I can realize how climactic the struggle has become in my own times. And what of me and my work? Is it not evident that the work of education is of outstanding importance? Is it not strikingly clear that the enemies of Christ have always striven to control the minds of men, and especially of children and teenagers? On this, education depends, not only the future of this or that city, the future of this or that country, but the future of our whole civilization. Let me recall the vast sums which are now being spent upon education in this country and all over the world. Come, save us, and do not delay. I might well ask our Lord to hurry and make clear to me with ever-increasing emphasis each day of my life the great and wonderful vocation which he has given to me. And on that note, I'm going to say we are all called to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So let's continue to grow closer to Him each day so that we can spread the good news. I'm out of time. I got to run. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow night. Take care.